Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game three of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We, as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
What is going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't like to just listen, if you want to watch, you can always find Civic Media on our YouTube station. And, of course, at Maggie Dawn Show on Insta, the thing we used to call Twitter, and the Book of Faces. Check us out because you can see me and all of my fabulous guests today by watching us there. Of course, you're always welcome to listen on 540 AM WAUK in southeastern Wisconsin or any of Civic Media's amazing talk radio network affiliated stations. We got a packed show for you today. We're going to try to work in the breaking news. A bit of breaking news just before, as I was driving into the studio today, my friends, and I'm so glad I've got Gray Gunderson from Park Falls joining us to engage this discussion. It's not just your neck of the woods, Gray. It's my neck of the woods. It's everybody's neck. Maybe less woods, more neck. We continue to track the federal court's response to Donald Trump caring not a whit about Americans' due process rights. Due process isn't a thing that applies to some and not others. You either respect it for all or you respect it for none. And Donald Trump is demonstrating literally every day that he does not care about Americans and their due process rights. Gray, you've been talking about this quite a bit. I spent a long time yesterday going deep into the procedural detail of many of the cases that have been ongoing since the earliest invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to deport people, but that has really expanded in both number and potential impact and complexity since the Supreme Court in a 9-0 ruling on April 7th said, yep, people get due process. If you are standing on American jurisdictional land, you get due process. It doesn't matter who you are. That is central to our democracy. You got to give it to them. And since that time, Donald Trump and his administration have basically done everything in their power not to facilitate anybody exercising their due process rights or facilitating the return of Mr. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, whose due process rights were abused, not facilitating the due process rights of the people they already shipped into a legal no man's land for gosh knows how long, rotting away in an El Salvadorian concentration camp, done everything in their power to not follow the Constitution. Supreme Court had to intervene 1 a.m. on Saturday. We've been talking about it. I'm going to get into some of the detail on Justice Alito's dissent in that emergency order granted on Saturday. And just as I was coming in, then I'm going to throw it to you, Greg, for your take on this, some of your thoughts, what you're hearing in your neck of the woods. But just wanted to share the breaking news. A federal judge in Colorado, a district court judge in Colorado, blocking removals under the Alien Enemies Act. This is U.S. District Court Judge Charlotte Sweeney issuing a temporary restraining order that prohibits the administration from using the law to deport non-citizens currently within the state of Colorado, further requiring that those non-citizens do get their due process rights. I believe it was that judge who said the administration has to give them at least 21 days. So what you've seen is this very sort of generalized ruling from the Supreme Court on April 7th, and then district court rulings with greater and greater specificity directing or seeming to direct the Trump administration about how they actually have to observe due process rights, because the Trump administration's last trick was, well, I'll get them out of any federal district court jurisdiction where one of these orders exists. I'll give them a notice that they're about to be deported in English, which they can't read, with no information about how to vindicate those due process rights, and then I'll disappear them. And that will maybe sort of comply with the Constitution. Judges and the Supreme Court saying that's not good enough. Yet another judge today being even more specific. You got to give them 21 days so that they can fully vindicate their due process rights. And by the way, everybody, these aren't full beyond a reasonable doubt trials. That's not the evidentiary standards that apply. This isn't some 2-week proceeding. It would not take that much to satisfy due process rights for these individuals in relative scope. So with that status check, Gray, I know you've been thinking and talking a lot about this. I wanted to give you a chance to weigh in, my friend.
Certainly. And I appreciate that opportunity. Thanks for having me back here 2 days in a row. I think I'm going to get a little bit spoiled here, Maggie, but
love having
one thing that, oh, I love being here, but it may be lost on some of our viewers and listeners that I am in the red county. If you had to pick one red county, I'm there. I'm in the middle of it. And I
you
don't
mean in the state of Wisconsin?
Like, yes,
You're in deep red territory. Got it.
The quintessential red zone. That said, it's not as it's really difficult to explain my perspective on other people's perspective, of course, because I'm not them. But I think what my perspective is that I'm watching Donald Trump weaponize public opinion in a way that has been there for the taking, but he's just the first one to kind of step into this mantle. And what I mean by that is, credit to that caller we were talking to yesterday. I believe his name was Tom from Whitewater, because he was talking about how the Democrats have to step up and answer Donald Trump, because regardless of whether or not what he's doing is right, what he's doing has massive public support. And I wanted to, we ran out of time yesterday, but I wanted to credit him, because while I don't like that is true, it is 100% true. Donald Trump seems to be leveraging a wave of momentum through public opinion, which he is shaping using that putty knife I described yesterday, the false dichotomy. The he's shaping public opinion so that he can drum up enough support that even if what he's doing is not quite correct, there's overwhelming public support, or at least enough that he can point to it and call it overwhelming when it's reported on his pet news cycle. And that's sort of the cycle. He says it, it gets reported. He can talk about how it's being reported and therefore has public support, which creates public support because he's created that attention. And by doing that, he can manufacture support for whatever thing he feels like manufacturing support for. He's just got to talk about it.
Can I just jump in here? One of the things that is true at a certain level, so I don't disagree with the point at all, but what I do think happens all of the time, and again, this is the Donald Trump creates public support by lying to people, right? Like, the factual predicates for the false choice are themselves lies, as is the false choice. What Gray and I are talking about here, of course, is the false choice between you can either be safe or have due process rights. You can't have both. And if you care about due process rights for someone who's here illegally, you don't care about American safety. That's a lie. I think that's a lie. I deeply care about American safety. And I know that American safety isn't just about one man or the border situation today. American safety fundamentally in this constitutional republic requires the respect of due process, right? Like, these are not separable values or ideals, yet the lies about Mr. Garcia, the lies about many of these people, that's the I'm going to scare you with this information. Those lies then begat the higher order lie that you can only have safety or due process, but not both. The higher order lie, of course, that there's not enough due process to go around. That if we give due process to someone else that really deserves